Hey everyone, this is Max Charles from the Amazing Spider-Man films, and you're listening to Comic Book Central, where comic books come to life.
Hello, fellow Spandexian specialist. Welcome to Comic Book Central, where comic books come to life. I'm your host, Joe Stuber. Thanks for joining me here in the lair, where we are winding down the last few weeks of 2014. Oh my goodness, where has the time gone? I have to say, I'm not sure I can recall a year in which so many comic book-themed movies and TV shows were released. Is 2014 the biggest year for that? I don't know, write in and tell me. I can't think of a year that was bigger. On TV, we've got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we've got Arrow, The Flash, Gotham, Constantine, all of the different animated series, blowing up at the box office, Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain America Winter Soldier, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, X-Men Days of Future Past, Big Hero 6, on and on. And of course, my favorite Marvel character, The Amazing Spider-Man. He returned in, of course, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and as of this recording, over $700 million worldwide at the box office. Throw in another $40 million in home video sales. You could say the wall crawler has cast a large web this summer. Now, one character we got to see in this current telling of the classic Spidey story is young Peter Parker. He was played in both Spidey films by my guest today on Comic Book Central. It's Max Charles. After Spider-Man 3 hit theaters in the summer of 2007, talk of Spider-Man 4, featuring the return of star Tobey Maguire and director Sam Raimi, started to heat up. In fact, there was talk of shooting Spider-Man 5 at the same time. Now, this continued for about 3 years, with screenplays written and revised, casting possibilities discussed, villains rumored. Then, in 2010, Tobey's organic web shooters ran out of webs when Sony Pictures pulled the plug and decided to reboot the franchise with an entirely different cast and director. Cut to 2012, when The Amazing Spider-Man, featuring Andrew Garfield in the title role, hit theaters, and it added a lot more mythology to the story of Peter Parker. Not only were we introduced to Peter's parents, but there also seemed to be a mystery involving them that went way back to the time when Peter Parker was 4 years old. Of course, this meant finding just the right young actor to bring young Peter Parker to life. First time for this character anywhere, I might add. The role went to Max Charles from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. In just a few short years, Max has built an impressive acting resume of numerous television and movie roles, including 2 seasons on ABC's sci-fi sitcom The Neighbors. He was the voice of Sherman in Mr. Peabody and Sherman, and he channeled young Peter Parker once more in this year's summer blockbuster, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Well, in 2012, at only 9 years of age, my guest today became one of the few actors to portray the legendary comic book character Peter Parker in a live-action story. His latest film, Mr. Peabody and Sherman, was recently released on DVD and Blu-ray. I want to welcome to the show Max Charles. Max, welcome to Comic Book Central.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. You know what, in Mr. Peabody and Sherman, your character gets to have a lot of adventures in the Wayback Machine. That's, of course, the Wavelength Acceleration Bidirectional Asynchronous Controller Machine. If you personally had a Wayback Machine, where and when would you go?
You know, I would probably go back to, like, dinosaurs. Like, go back and see them. You know, I think I would stay in the Wayback.
Well, that might be a little dangerous. It depends on, I guess, where you are. Is there a security system on the Wayback Machine?
I hope so.
Okay, is it heavily armored? It's like a tank or something?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a flying tank.
Okay, so you're like way into dinosaurs. Okay, well, that's pretty cool. So why that period? Why is that period to have such a fascination for you?
It's just cool to go places, and, you know, I just like doing that kind of stuff.
So you're probably a big Jurassic Park fan then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know they're making new Jurassic Park movies.
Oh, cool.
do you have Steven Spielberg or anybody on speed dial?
Let me check for you.
You might be able to get to flee from dinosaurs on the big screen. That would actually be kind of cool. So, or maybe in the sequel to Mr. Peabody and Sherman. Now, before you got the role, or maybe even after you got the role of Sherman, did you have a chance to see the original cartoons, the Peabody's Improbable History cartoons?
I did. Yeah, once I got the role, I looked it up, and I watched some of the old Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Okay, so now this is actually going back a little bit, talk about way back. This is going a bit back before my time. This was like 1959, 1960. It was a little bit different, I think, at the time in those cartoons. Sherman was Mr. Peabody's pet almost. I think it was very strange. But in this movie, you're his son, right? He adopts you?
Yeah.
Okay. What was that like to play? So you're watching these older cartoons. What was it like to kind of take on this role of Sherman? There's a lot of history to this character.
It was really cool to look back and see the old cartoons and know that they're bringing it back again and how everyone's going to, like, remember it when it comes out as the old Mr. Peabody and Sherman. And I think everyone will like to see it.
Did you guys try to capture the spirit of the old cartoons and like sort of the hokey jokes and different things like that, or the relationship between Peabody and Sherman? How did you kind of channel that and say, like, oh, I like that from the cartoon, I want to do this?
Yeah, I watched a lot of the old ones, and I was just watching them, and I did bring I brought a lot of the old ones into it, but then I added my own kind of stuff into it as well.
And did you get to record along with the other actors, or were you by yourself when you recorded your dialogue?
Well, actually, I got to do one recording session with Ty Burrell. And it was funny because it was the first time I met him. And we both walked into the recording studio. And our first scene was we had to be yelling at each other and, like, mad at each other. So we started just yelling at each other and being really mad. And once we got to the next scene, we're like, hey, nice to meet you.
How do you get that energy level up, too? Because when you're in a booth or you're in a studio, you're not really, because Peabody and Sherman are having crazy adventures through time. So how do you get that energy level up to make it sound like your character's running or jumping or doing all these kind of crazy action scenes when you're basically just standing in front of a microphone?
Yeah, well, the director, Rob Minkoff, he's a really good director, and he's so nice, and it's just a really, really cool place to be, and they just get you excited, and a lot of fun stuff.
Did they, like, chase you around the studio and get you, like, out of breath and things like that?
Yeah, they actually, like, one time, it was, like, early in the morning, and it was hard to, like, laugh and, like, be laughing in one scene, like, a lot. So they started jumping up on, jumping on each other and, like, doing, like, acting like ninjas and stuff, and it's really cool.
Is that tough to do that? Do you feel kind of weird when you're doing it, or is it just like, nah, we're having fun?
No, it's just like we're having fun. Yeah, it's like play.
Just like play acting. Now, Your voice, obviously, you're at that age where your voice is going to start changing at some point. Did they start thinking of sequels? Did they start recording dialogue with you already for the sequels? Or how is that working? Or haven't they even talked about that yet?
Not yet. I hope they'll have a sequel, though.
Okay. Is that something you'd be interested in tackling this character again?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What did you like most about Sherman?
I liked it doing the role and just all the funny lines that he had. And I got to learn a lot of new words. And the director was so nice. And everyone was just really nice.
That's the thing about working with Mr. Peabody, is that you probably do get an enlarged vocabulary from the genius dog.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, you've been acting since a very early age. How did you get started in acting?
Well, we were living in Tennessee, and my brother was doing singing. My brother Logan, he was doing singing, and a producer saw his site, and they called him and said, hey, can you do an audition? So me, my mom, and my brother, we all went out to California, and he did a couple auditions, and I was, like, listening through the door, and I was like, Mom, please, just let me do it. Just let me go in there and do a script. And she was blowing it off for a while. She's like, no, we're good. We're just going to go back to Tennessee and just do the singing stuff. So then she finally let me do a script, and I got The Amazing Spider-Man, and I've just been doing it for about 4 years now.
Wow. Do you remember your first acting job?
My first acting job was Spider-Man.
Okay.
That was my first movie, but then my first TV show was True Blood.
Okay. So because the movies take a lot longer to film, how old were you when you first started filming The Amazing Spider-Man?
I think I was about 7. Yeah. I think I was 7.
Wow. Now, how were you a Spider-Man fan? Were you a comic book reader?
Yeah, I was a big fan of Spider-Man. Actually, when I was 2 years old, I dressed up as Spider-Man for Halloween.
So you already got the costume.
Spider-Man's always been my favorite superhero.
Oh, very cool. Now, with the audition that you were going, you didn't know you were going for, was it Spider-Man you were going for specifically, or were you going for other acting jobs?
It was actually pretty, secret, so we didn't know.
So you didn't know you were actually auditioning for The Amazing Spider-Man?
Yeah, we didn't know.
Okay, so then they call you, you get the part, and then you find out what it is. What's that day like?
It was awesome because, I mean, it's like a dream come true to be Spider-Man, because I've always loved Spider-Man. He's always been my favorite superhero, and it was just really awesome to find out that I was going to be Spider-Man.
Now, there's a ton of Spider-Man stuff out there. There's the movies with Tobey Maguire. There's a bunch of different animated series. What kind of Spider-Man projects did you see? Had you seen the movies or the animated series or things like that?
Yeah, I've seen like a lot of Spider-Man stuff.
What's your favorite, the live-action stuff or the animated, the cartoons?
You know, that's a hard one because it's all just like really cool. And it's just really cool how he, like, swings from webs, and I just always really liked it.
I can't disagree with that. It is all pretty cool. Now, you're the first actor to play Peter Parker at such a young age. So when they talk to you about this, there's not a ton of reference that you have. You can't really, I mean, you could go back and read the comic books and see Spider-Man fighting all these different villains, but that's not the character you're playing. You're playing him as a little kid. So what did you kind of use for reference? Who did you talk to? How did you try to find the character when you started filming?
Well, me and Andrew Garfield that played Spider-Man, the older one, we talked and we were talking about some stuff, and it was just really cool to talk to him, and we were a lot alike.
So what kind of notes did you compare? So what were those conversations like that you're talking to Andrew Garfield? Because he's playing him at a... Because there's this whole mystery that unravels, too, that starts with your character, with the mom and dad, and then they have to go off and leave you with Uncle Ben and Aunt May. So what kind of notes did you compare with Andrew Garfield? Like, I'm going to play the character this way. Here, what do you think about this? What were some of the specific conversations you had with Andrew?
Well, you know... It was a long time ago, but it was like, we're just like a lot alike, and every time we saw each other, we were just like a lot alike.
Did he film his scenes before you filmed your scenes, or did you film first?
They were about the same time.
Okay. Did you go on set and kind of watch what he was doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're off in the corner by the cameras taking notes and seeing how he reacts to stuff?
Yeah.
You got to work with the great Sally Field and Martin Sheen in these legendary actress and actor. Did they have any advice for you as a young actor coming up?
Just to be yourself and follow your dreams and do what you want.
How tough is that when you have a script and you've got all these lines and you have to memorize all these lines and then the camera rolls, and yet you have to make it seem as if that's the first time you've said it. How do you accomplish that, even just at such a young age?
Oh, you know, just when I do it, I just get into the role. I just start feeling it, and I do it.
Now, how's the director working with you, Mark Webb? What's he telling you as you're going through this? What kind of advice is he giving you?
Mark Webb is really nice. He's a really good director. And he gets you to, like, be able to roll. And he talks to you about, like, what to do. And he's a really good director.
Now, what did you think when you read the script and you saw all this sort of backstory involving your character? We haven't seen any of this stuff before with Peter Parker's parents, the mystery, them leaving, who are they working for, how does this relate to what Peter's going through as an adult? What did you think when you saw that and said, hey, wait, none of this is in the comic books?
Well, you know, it's like a new story, and it was awesome to be this character.
Is there anything we don't know about the mystery of Peter Parker's parents yet? Because we've got two movies. We saw your scenes. Is there anything that's still left to be revealed?
Maybe. Maybe.
That's a very safe answer. Do you know what that would maybe be?
Maybe.
Now, when you're shooting these movies, you obviously, we're doing flashbacks, so they have to shoot everything around because you have to look the same age. So it's a couple years. But so you're shooting all of your scenes at the same time, correct?
No. No, actually, I just did the first movie that one was filming, and then when I heard that I was doing the second one, we went back and did those scenes.
Oh, so you didn't film one and two together then?
No.
Okay.
No, we didn't.
That must have been a pretty tight window that they're filming in. Now, did you film any scenes for a possible third one?
No, I'm not sure. I don't think so.
You don't. Again, a very safe answer. I'm assuming that there's going to be some more Spider-Man in your future. Have they talked about sequels? Have they talked about some of the things that they want you to do?
You know, I really hope that they'll bring me back. It would be really cool to be in Spider-Man again.
Now, well, we've got the Sinister Six coming up. So we've got that. So who are your favorite Spider-Man villains? Because we've seen a lot of them kind of revealed in the first, especially the second movie, toward the end. We've seen a lot of villains revealed. Who do you want to see Spider-Man take on in maybe the third or the fourth film?
Oh, that's a hard one. Because all of the villains are just really cool. And, you know, just have to wait and see and see what comes up.
Yeah, but you read the comic books. You know which villains you like. Which one, whether or not they've already filmed it, which one's your favorite villain? Other than Electro, because we've already seen Electro and the Lizard, which were very cool. But which ones are your favorite ones?
There's a lot of cool villains. One that I like is the Sandman. That's a cool one.
He's a very cool one. He was probably one of the coolest parts of Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
Now, they seem to be making new Spider-Man movies every few years. So we had the Tobey Maguire ones, we've got the Andrew Garfield ones. Obviously, at some point, they're going to do some different Spider-Man movies. If you're around that age, maybe a young adult, is that something you'd be interested in becoming Spider-Man as opposed to young Peter Parker?
Oh, yeah. I'd definitely be... In a couple of years, you know, that would be awesome to be the older Spider-Man. And because I do parkour right now, and in a couple of years, it'd be really cool to do that.
So you're already climbing walls.
Yeah, you know, I can swing from buildings, you know, with the webs.
How long have you been doing parkour?
About 2 years.
Oh, wow. So you're probably pretty good at it then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you've got the moves down. You've got the director's ear. Do you ever say anything to Mark Webb like, hey, by the way, when I'm a little older, what about... Have you ever said that to anybody yet?
you know, I'm still hoping that still hoping that I'll get the chance to be Spider-Man.
Well, I think you got a good shot. I mean, you've already been in two of the movies, so I think you've got the resume that at least gets you in the front door. You've got Peter Parker on your IMDb page, so I think you've got a pretty good shot.
I think it'd be cool to be young Spider-Man and then grow up and be the actual Spider-Man.
What would you like to do?
It'd be really fun.
Let's go like 10 years in the future here. What villain would you want to take? What story would you like? Is there a specific comic book story? Like, because in the second one, we saw the story of Gwen Stacy played out, obviously, if everyone has seen the movie by now. But we've seen that comic book story played out in the movie. Is there a specific comic book story you would like to see played out that you would like to be Spider-Man in?
I think I'd like to be Spider-Man in every story.
A very good answer.
You know?
Every, like, 10 movies. 10 movies. Let's do them all. Let's hit every villain. That is a very good... You're thinking ahead. You're thinking ahead. Just like a good entrepreneur would do. What do you think about some of the comic book movies that we see today? We've got all the Marvel movies. We've got the DC television series. Is there anything out there now that you would like to have a role in? When you think like Iron Man, Avengers, Arrow, The Flash, all these things, what would you like to say, oh, you know what, I want to be on that one?
You know, Avengers would be pretty cool to be with all the superheroes, from Marvel. And, you know, I'd like to do that.
What, is there any specific role that you would like to have in those? Is there a comic book character that you think, oh, that'd be cool to see that one come up in Avengers?
Yeah, you know, I think I'd be young Spider-Man, but actually, you know, have my own spider suit and be swinging from buildings, you know?
Nice. Well, they are talking about bringing Spider-Man into that Marvel movie universe, into the Avengers, so you never know.
Oh, awesome.
That would be very cool. Well, we do know there is one comic book theme project that you are involved in, and that's Constantine.
Yeah, I am.
What can you tell us about that? Because that's a brand new series that's come on, and you've got a role in that, don't you? There's an episode that's coming up.
Yeah, I play Henry in that, and he's just a normal kid that gets taken over by a spirit. And John Constantine, played by Matt Ryan, has to help get the spirit out of me.
No, that's a completely different role than Peter Parker. How tough was that to play? That's a much darker role.
Well, you know, I like switching it up a lot and doing different kinds of roles. Just like Johnny Depp does it. He does a bunch of different kind of roles all the time, and I think I'd like to do that same thing that he does like that.
Okay, is that who you look up to as an actor? Is Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Have you ever met him?
Not yet, but I hope so.
Okay. Is that, well, maybe your people talk to his people. Maybe there's another Pirates of the Caribbean movie coming up. Maybe he needs a young sidekick.
Yeah, you know, be a young pirate.
That would be very cool. Well, I tell you what, there's one other actor that when I was just a little bit older than you are now, he was one of my favorite actors. And he's been such for a long, long time. Clint Eastwood is one of my all-time favorite actors. You got to work with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is. He's a really nice and calm director. And his set is just so calm. Whenever they say, like, rolling, instead of everyone, like, yelling, rolling, they all just put their hand up in the air and start waving it around in a circle. And it's just a really quiet set.
I talked about this with Michael Rosenbaum, who played Lex Luthor on Smallville. He got a chance to work with Clint Eastwood as a director, and he said the same thing. It's a very different style of directing. Do you like that style better, where it's not just action and you got to go?
Well, you know, I like all the different kinds. I like to meet the different directors and see their different ways of doing it, and see how they see how everyone changes it up and makes it their own.
Yeah, the movie is called American Sniper, and who do you play in the film?
I play Bradley Cooper's son, and he plays Chris Kyle, and I play Colton. Colton. So it was really cool to work with Clint Eastwood and Bradley Cooper.
Now, what kind of direction did you get from Clint Eastwood? What kind of things did he say to you?
He said just to feel it, you know, just to feel the character.
Well, very cool. This is American Sniper. This is coming out. Is this Christmas Day?
Christmas Day.
Limited release Christmas Day, and then opening wide in January. So we'll look forward to that. What about your fans? How can they find out more about you? Are you on Facebook, Twitter? How can they find out about your upcoming projects?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram. My Twitter is TheMaxCharles, and my Instagram is MaxCharles1.
Sounds good. Well, Max, I have to say it was very cool to finally see a young Peter Parker on screen interacting with his parents. A very cool mystery in those movies. Can't wait to see more. And I can't wait to see these latest projects that we talked about that are coming out. Much success to you in your acting career. Thanks so much for hanging out with me in the Comic Book Central Lair today.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for talking to me.
Big thanks to Max Charles for joining me here today. For the latest on what Max is up to, including his episode of Constantine, follow him on Twitter @TheMaxCharles and on Instagram, Instagram.com/MaxCharles1. You can also check out Comic Book Central online, of course, the website, and all of the episodes can be found at ComicBookCentral.net. Subscribe to the show on iTunes. I highly recommend it. And if you do, post a review. If you like what you've heard over this past year, do that. Let me know what you think. iTunes reviews, they are quite helpful. Share the lair and follow Comic Book Central on Twitter @ComicBookCTRL. Like the show on Facebook at facebook.com/ComicBookCentralNetwork. We've got a bunch of new likes recently, so welcome to the show. Or, hey, put virtual Willie Lumpkin to work and drop me a line at joe@comicbookcentral.net or click the Signal Me tab on the website. Hey, if you'd like to have a voice on the show, record an MP3, send it along. I'll play it on the show. That's going to be pretty cool as well. Well, Comic Book Central Nation, that's it for today. Once again, my thanks to Max Charles for talking time travel and Spidey with me. And I shall return with more superhero goodness because next week on Comic Book Central, from the Sweat Hogs to Superman and a bunch of adventures in between, it's comic book and television writer and TV producer Mark Evanier. Promises to be a fun chat. Be sure you return in just one short week to hear it. Until then, have a spectacular Spider Week. Keep reading those comics. Thanks for joining me here in the Lair, Comic Book Central, where comic books come to life. This podcast is intended for entertainment and education purposes only. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Comic Book Central and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivations 3.0 Unported License. All of the content and names are registered trademarks and copyrights of the respective holders.
You're going to stay with your aunt and uncle for a little while. You'll be safe here.
Where are you going?
Something your mom and I have to do.
I want to go with you.
Yeah.